Well, he'll be able to write like a D minus on someone's paper and say, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Nathan, do you have a D20 I can steal?
You'll shoot your eye out.
I have my D20.
Oh, I'll steal hers. They roll horribly.
Are you insinuating my dice suck?
No, not really. They actually were really good.
All right.
Hers dice are horrible.
Well, previously in the Freedom City. In the Freedom City, Volume 2, Number 1, I suppose, was the last session. You guys found yourselves in an alternate history, alternate timeline, where the Japanese were taking over Freedom City. And through various interesting methods, you have a very unconscious and comatose Praetorian, a very unconscious and comatose Jack, both of which were left back at Eldridge's place.
Why don't you take that?
You participated in a mission with the Resistance and met with Cerberus and Blue Streak. And managed to capture Wunderkind and obtain from him the information necessary to go and try to rescue Singularity from a Japanese submarine that's docking at 0200 hours at the Lonely Point Naval Station at the USS Ticonderoga aircraft carrier.
I looked at that skirt and I'm like,
when we last left off, you guys had cleaned up the warehouse, abandoned the warehouse. Lady Liberty is MIA. You have Freedom Eagle, who I insist on keep calling American Eagle for some reason. Probably because I hammered into my head that your character's name was Wind Whistler, not Whistling Wind. And so I moved that out of my head, and you know, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your character's name?
Wind Whistler.
Okay.
Instead of Wind Whisperer.
For those of us who had My Little Ponies when we were little.
Like me. Wind Whisperer was my favorite.
She's my favorite too.
I like putting firecrackers.
Our figures used them as warm ones. They were cheap.
Put firecrackers in there.
Anyway, and you guys left the warehouse, and I believe there were eight of you. There were Johnny Rocket. There was obviously Johnny Rocket, Blue Streak, Wind Whistler. Spitfire, Cerberus, the Mechanist. And American Eagle, or Freedom Eagle. See, there I go again. Freedom Eagle.
That's why I don't know his name.
Yeah. The Eagle Man. Hawkman ripoff. Freedom Eagle. Anyway. Then Freedom Eagle was... You guys all beamed up to the retro station.
He was choked into unconsciousness.
And you guys had to stand in a... In a specific way, in specific
parallel,
length apart,
perpendicular to the Earth's parallel.
Yes,
the axis spin,
the gravitational axis of the Earth. And so, you guys go through this strange sensation of being faxed, basically from Earth to an orbiting space station. There's this sense for those of you first time going through this of sort of being in several places at once as you're. Your body is taken apart, electron by electron, you know, neutron by neutron, etc. Shot through the atmosphere and quickly reconfigured on a transporter pad on the space station. You guys appear back in the space station. It's cold. There's a little humming sound. You know, the little ambiance of the space station is there. Is the rattling of the deck plates. There is a red emergency lights are on.
I'll throw down my motorcycle.
He tosses down his motorcycle.
Get on it.
I feel a breeze.
The room's about as big as this room.
I can drive around.
Fine.
What are you doing?
Driving around the room.
Stop it.
Well, he's going to make the air scrubber so go work overtime.
Okay, we're in the secret hideout. Now what?
Let's go see how many people are still on the ship. Beta.
Oh, why are you?
I have to go over to the console.
So
Beta.
Yes.
How many life forms do we still have on the ship?
Including you guys? 8.
Oh. There are 8 of us.
Exactly.
I assume all the other ones safely got into escape pods.
Who are you talking to?
They felt the need to get off when I started to make the core the reactor core go critical.
Can you stop that?
Yeah, I had to jettison it though.
Right. So we're back stranded, floating around Earth. Well, that's nothing new.
No, not really.
I don't know.
That's just a voice coming from a little round speaker with this wire mesh in the wall. Think, when you're thinking of sort of the look of this place, think classic Star Trek.
My God, time has not been kind to you, Veda.
No, well...
Okay.
It's very retro. That reminds me, you're going to have to replace some vacuum tubes.
What does this button do? Does this button do anything?
That instantly nullifies anyone who has mystical backgrounds.
Oh.
Might want to push the green button right there.
What does this button do?
Evacuating air.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Really?
Doesn't bother me. I don't breathe.
Don't push any more buttons.
Fine. I leave.
Don't go anywhere alone.
Fine. Come on.
Well, technically, you're never alone on the ship. You've got Veda.
Yep, as long as you stay inside of one of the security cameras.
He's my...
special friend?
Let's see.
Veda's a computer.
You know how I talk to you in your mind? He works through...
I am Veda. I am virtual extraterrestrial intelligence.
I'm Cerberus. You don't have a face. I can't talk to you.
Have a face.
I do have a face. There's just no view screens to show you my face on.
Oh. I'll take one of the intercoms with me to try to continue talking, Veda.
Please stop breaking things.
He rips the speaker out of the wall.
Hello?
It sparks and then...
You know that, you know our jack treatment?
Yep.
Could you please give it to him?
I'd love to.
Hello?
Who's Jack?
But there's kind of no central power core, and... those systems aren't in this version of the game.
Alright, try and help them. I need to fix you.
Okay, how can I be of assistance to you?
I wiggle through into the air ducts.
Are the living quarters in the same place as they were in the previous incarnation of you?
Yes, but they might be a little rustic.
What does that mean? No shower?
Well, considering that Acadians secrete an enzyme that cleans themselves, yes, no showers. And sadly, no webcams.
That's kind of a good thing.
They do have Betamax, though.
So 35 years before Betamax ever existed, they have Betamax.
Who do you think invented it?
No wonder it failed.
Right. I'm going to go down this hallway, because it seems like a good hallway to go down with.
That's not carry the way to my, quarters.
This doesn't work.
I'll catch
it. I'll follow him.
Okay.
Try to make sure he doesn't break anything else.
The hallways are all...
outer space, right?
If you just walking down the hallway, eventually you come back around to where you began. Cause it's a big circular hallway.
Hey!
There are various doors, off in various directions.
This place is kind of like hell.
Circular?
You try to get out and you just keep coming back to the beginning. Oh, here's a door.
I want to see it.
Dun, 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 dun. I can't wait till that spirit.
Alright, now where are you going?
Me? I'm going through and trying to repair the core jury riggedly, something so we can get power back into this sucker.
You can rig up some emergency power. What systems do you want to try to. Get back online.
I have an idea.
Hold on, I need my yellow folder. Where did I put that?
Your yellow folder?
Yes, my yellow folder. I think it left it over there.
The alienist? She had it. I have an idea. How about, can you create a plasma collector for creating a power source? I can generate plasma.
Forgive me if I decline your offer. I'm trying to not relate myself to the atomic brain as he tried to use you as a battery for the last super base.
Yeah,
last one wound up badly.
Yeah, that was against my will. I'm actually offering to generate a little bit of plasma for you.
Oh, no. We got... Well, let's see if we can't... I'm going to try and... Go on. You were about to say something.
You guys can talk. Now, if you were looking for... Veda is now going off on this sort of automatic tour protocol. Well, there is a holot... No, there isn't. You could go up to the Hank now. That's not there either.
Is there a place for food? Maybe a cafeteria and or restaurant or bar?
There is a galley kitchen, yes.
Where is it?
It's on sub-level 6. You're on level 3, so you have to go down 9 levels. You can proceed to the treble left, which is the second door to your right in the direction you're facing.
Right. Okay. We're going to do this too.
Or you can take the escalators.
We have escalators?
Yes, we're not completely barbaric.
We have escalators as hell. Strangely enough, they only go down. But, we can go to there.
For now, I'm just going to follow him around and make sure he doesn't break anything. Christmas presents.
Rock on.
Make sure he doesn't, destroy things. Okay, so are you taking the turbo lift or the escalator?
Whichever one's closer.
The escalator is across from the turbo lift, so pretty much it's whichever direction you want to go.
Skip the turbo lift.
Okay, I don't know what it is, but sure.
Okay.
Super speed elevator.
You walk up to the door and they go... It's like the turbo lift out of Star Trek, you
know. Get in. Box.
Your motorcycle will not fit into this. Will not fit into this. So.
No,
you couldn't.
I will leave the motorcycle outside. Mm-mm. I will pat it. Poor motorcycle. Okay.
You get into the treble lift, okay. The door is shut, there's a dinging sound and whirring. A few seconds go by. Doors open again, and you're looking at a very... It's like... The door's shut, a few seconds go by, there's a whirring sound. Door's open, and it looks like the exact same corridor, except your motorcycle's gone.
Get out.
Son of a bitch, they stole my motorcycle!
There's little sign placards on the walls in this very strange language.
Oh, wait! Hey, read that! Yes. Interesting enough.
It says, galley, with an arrow, with a little arrow pointing that way, and then it says, subhanger, cargo deck, that way. Go towards the galley or the cargo?
No, cargo.
Okay.
Follow.
It goes this way.
Jimmy's like, I found a new secret headquarters, a new warehouse.
I know he can read all languages. I assume he's headed towards the galley.
Prepare to be overwhelmed.
What systems are you trying to hook back up?
As of currently, I'm trying to get the...
ranch?
Yes, we're trying to get the ranch working. Right now, I really want to get the computer core up and definitely living space and security systems. Specifically the security systems.
So the core, living space, and security systems.
Yes.
Okay. Do give me a computers check for that with your ungodly thing.
I rolled a 12. That gives me somewhere in the 40s.
Okay.
Yeah, 42.
I got computers. I rolled a 9.
With the core reactor gone, you can
12.
You can jury rig it so all three of them are working. All three of the systems are working, but at half power, or you could do two at full power and one not working.
Okay, that's going to take a bit of time. Okay, well, we're going
to
go.
It's just a matter of you don't have the power to power everything.
Yeah. So what I'm going to be doing is. Right now, I'm going to be trying to do the security systems.
Okay. At half or full?
You want to keep the other aliens out, right?
We will go ahead and put that at full.
Kind of claustrophobic. Okay.
And then the computer core at half. And then what was the other one I said? Living systems?
Living systems.
At half.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we're not going to the galley first.
Where are we?
Write it down here.
The hangar.
That way we've at least got,
centers and whatnot working. Space. Why are we going to that
living
hangar?
Systems, the...
Let's go look around.
What was the other ones?
Living space at half, computer core at half, and security systems at full.
Keep all aliens out.
Huh?
Get out.
Okay. Spitfire and Wind Whistler, what are you guys doing?
I'm like yelling into the duct. You know I can help you out.
Yeah, I was really.
You can just actually talk to him now. Oh,
yeah.
You don't have to shout, please. Please. Yeah. In space, no one can hear you scream.
So but right now, they walked out. He went down through the ducts, and you guys are still in the transporter room.
Yeah. I have a bad feeling that Kerberos is probably going to be breaking stuff, but, you know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
This, ripped out,
I only broke one thing.
Do you want me to attempt to reattach it? I think I have electronics.
No, right.
I have a disabled device. Walk me through how to put this thing together.
I'll need notice checks from you guys.
Notice.
Access denied.
Is that based on anything?
Can you walk me through reattaching the wire on this thing?
I got a plus three. I got 17.
Yeah.
I got a 2.
17. Ooh, I only got a 12.
Okay. I'll get to you guys in a minute. What are you two doing?
I'm attempting to repair the destroyed communication in the box.
Okay.
Attach the wires and stuff. Mm. I can carefully melt them together.
Problem being is he took the speaker.
No, he threw it. I grabbed it.
Okay, yeah, so you went back and got it. Okay. What? I mean, do you have an electronic skill?
No, I have computers.
Computers? Do you have any craft skills at all?
I have a craft skill, but there's nothing listed under it.
Give me a computer's check.
Vegetable.
6.
Okay. You...
I'm like...
Hook it back up. These wires are very strange. Hey. You're a bit...
Mechanist?
Yes?
I don't think this is going to work. I think I screwed it up. This is what
Could you meet me down in the power core, please?
It starts chirping.
I'll slowly unattach all the wires I attached. I think I broke it worse. I'll just set it down. Okay, I'll meet you in the power core. How do I get there?
Take the elevator down to the... seventh subfloor.
Okay. I'll go over to the turbo lift. So floor 7?
Subfloor 7.
You have to press the button.
This is so fucking archaic. Sorry. Come on.
I'd like to have some basic understanding of outer space.
Alright, Jeremy, you got a 17?
Yes.
As you're rounding a corner, out of the corner of your eye, because you're coming around, you've seen Star Trek, I mean, so it's like you're staring straight ahead and it curves off and gets blocked off by a wall. As you're coming around, you swear you see something looking at you guys, but as you come around that corner, it moves on down the hallway.
Okay. Well, I just keep walking, but I just go, we're being watched. And then just keep walking.
Okay. And as you come up, both of you smell this sort of sulfuric or smoldering smell. And as you get further down the corridor, it gets stronger as you get closer to the cargo bay.
Brimstone?
No. It's more like a smell you would have that you would have been more familiar with in. Like in a mechanic shop or something. It's like smoldering metal or something like that.
So Hespiatus is forge. Yes, whichever one.
Vulcan, to coin the term of the Romans.
You guys,
okay.
You make it over to sub-level 7 and go and head in the direction of the power core. The door opens. Veda will tell you which way the power core is. It's to your left. You go off to the left.
Okay.
Round to the corner into the power core, and there's Mechanist.
What can I help you with?
I'm going to hook you up to this.
Okay.
Until I can figure out how to harvest the tachyons being emitted from the planet.
Why don't we just
all three of you give me notice checks?
Who all three of us?
You're with him, right? You're with him?
He told you what he was going to do, and then you kind of moved on.
Sorry. What did you
want to come with me? Did you want to come with me?
Well, I was going to try to help, but I don't have any skills.
That's fine. You're dexterous. That's what I need. Right now, I'm jello.
Okay.
19. A perception check? Spot check?
Notice.
Where did my dice go?
19 plus 9. 28. Like 40 for you, isn't it?
No, I don't have that good of a notice check. 27.
What'd you get?
I got 19. I felt pretty snazzy.
Okay.
I have a plus 9. I rolled a 19. I got a 28. It's like...
You're sort of distracted by various things going on, but you guys walk in. You notice there's a couple blinking lights everywhere, but there's one red blinking light up on this one panel that has no other lights on it, and it's just going...
Mechanist? Mm. What's that one blinking red light up there?
That would be a security alarm.
That would be a security alarm. That means something bad's going to happen.
What floor is that?
No, you're not sure what security alarm it is, because this isn't the system you're used to. But yeah, it's a security alarm.
Just to let you guys know, up on wherever you're wandering, hey, that's not the gout, whatever. There's something in the system. Just to let you guys know.
So
we're
not
the ones who set it up?
I think it's on this floor.
Okay. Please try not to destroy everything. This is not vacuum sealed.
Okay.
This is definitely not your space station. Mm-hmm.
All right. You come to a very large open doorway in the hallway. You can either keep going on around the big circle, or you can go into this big, what looks like a big cargo deck. And there's big crates and whatnot. It gets stronger as you come closer to the cargo deck. If you move a little bit past that, it gets weaker, so it's pretty much discern is coming from there.
I will nonchalantly move into the cargo deck and look for some sort of vehicle and...
Give me a notice check.
I'm going to.
Give me a notice check.
That would be a 19. Come on. I only have a plus 3 notice. So.
14.
Okay.
Robin must be rolling bad. Judging from the... Ugh. Do you want us to close some windows?
Both of you give me reflex saves.
I didn't know if you were wearing your coat because you were cold.
I got an 8.
Ouch.
It's not his reflex that's strong.
I got
it's
26.
His toughness.
Okay.
What'd you do? Roll a 2?
Everything's moving super slow for you anyway. You're used to it.
Reflex is based off your super speed, too.
No, she just raised her reflex save.
Oh, okay. And then she rolled okay.
Everything's going slow for you just normally anyway. And as you walk in, he's going first, and he doesn't seem to spot anything. You don't seem to spot anything. But the thing is, it's going so slow for you. He takes a couple steps in, and these fireballs just basically erupt. Now to you, it's in slow motion, so I mean, you don't see anything. Him, however. You just get it as these two explosions sort of sandwich you between these two pockets of blast pockets, basically. More red lights start going off in the power core where you guys are at. Jeremy, you take a bruised hit. You are stunned and staggered.
Okay.
And Robin, you have your evasion and whatnot, so you just... step through the explosion or whatever, and you're fine.
I have time to go incorporeal.
And at that point, you see these little gray guys start popping out from behind some crates, and they have these funky looking rifles and are taking the beat on you guys. You guys, red lights start going off, and you recognize that as a fire alarm, sprinkler failure system. You know, various alerts like that. Can you give me a quick computers check real quick?
It's only a 41.
Okay. You can... You punch it up on the computer, and it's a security alarm from the cargo deck. There's a hull breach, and the sensors have been disabled on that level. Other than there's a hull breach is detected by the outer sensors, and obviously a fire alarm going on because of a large heat signature. Yeah. So what are you guys doing?
We need to get up to their floor. Are you guys okay?
I don't know about Cerberus.
He seems to be on hold.
There are lots of little gray aliens.
All right, I'll need initiative from you guys. Probably the initiative to everybody.
No, I do not want to install that.
Woo!
Blue Streak, what'd you get?
Actually,
tell me what you guys rolled. I've got it all set up to add, so.
I rolled an 18.
Meaning you go on a 63. Lynn Whistler, what'd you roll?
4.
You go on a 19.
Oh my god.
Spitfire, what'd you roll?
Quick. I rolled a 15.
Meaning you go on a 24. Cerberus, what'd you roll?
A 6.
Meaning you go on a striking 7.
I rolled an 11.
So you go on a 12.
I go on 11. I don't have a dex.
Oh, because of your form right now?
No, I've never had a dex bonus. Ever. I've always been 0.
Does my stagger go away when my bruise goes away?
It goes away one step at a time. So you would go from stunned and staggered to
bruised.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because I'm bruised. I took a bruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was staggered.
Mm-hmm.
Staggered heals first.
Yep.
Then the next round the bruise goes.
Mm-hmm.
Even though my regen's like crazy.
Yes, your regen.
That's with your regen.
Okay.
You just don't need to make recovery checks to do it. It just goes away on your turn. So, I mean, at this next round, you will be able to act. You'll just still be at a -1 because of the bruised hit.
Okay.
But the round after that, it will go away, too, unless you take more bruised hits. Now, that -1 applies to your saves.
Okay.
That's what it saves. Okay.
Little gray people are going to be thrown through walls in a second.
Oh, good
protection
old.
10, force field 4. That gives me a toughness save of +4.
Good old Johnny and Freedom Eagle went to go check out the crew quarters, basically. Get situated there.
Popping up my shield.
The little green men. You can't really tell how many there are. They don't see you because, one, he's in the way and you just move too fast. So a good ton of them take shots at you, Jeremy.
Shoot at me!
Your defense is, what, a 15?
Mm-hmm. Average for starting power, but usually when you get new power, you don't have to put them that high.
Mm.
Bonk. I have 4 EXP. I can get 2 more levels to my shield. Mm-hmm. My force field is more expensive because I can protect up to 5 others with it.
Have some points, but I don't know how much I have.
My force field protects me.
Alright, you get hit 7 times, so I need 7 toughness saves.
Okay.
Nathan, I have a 10 in force field, which gives me a 9 toughness.
7. Why?
Because I have a negative con, so I bruise. I get easily.
Does my shield stack with
it? No,
because I'm basically at max.
Now, do I just need to add it up or give you the dice roll?
Give me what your saves are.
Okay.
Add it up.
Oh, add it all up.
You don't have to add all the dice, no, but because those are individual rolls.
Yeah, well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, do you want, because you just said initiative is already set up. I'm wondering if.
No.
Do
you
have the toughness?
37.
Okay.
Yay.
36.
I don't have to count.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget my -1. 37.
Uh-huh. Oh,
36, 35, 36.
Yeah. Right.
So,
nice one's not going to matter on that. Okay.
Sad.
30.
Uh-huh.
I hate you so much.
24.
Uh-huh.
And 24.
Okay. You get hit 7 times, get knocked around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly like boom, 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 boom. There's some smoking holes in your jacket.
You're like,
Ooh,
they burned my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I stole
some,
that jacket.
Some sort of energy weapon you've never seen before hits you. Yeah, and then a couple other shots go wide and miss you altogether, and sear some holes in the wall, or some scorch marks on the metal wall. But yeah, otherwise we're fine.
Let's go. You can teleport others, right?
And you guys are power level 80?
Yes, we're power level 80.
One
teleport
80.
One other person.
I have 186 power points on power level 11.
Mm.
And or, we can only go
100 feet.
100 feet.
Sorry, I'm power level 12.
Okay.
Can you teleport?
So we actually start on the top round now. So. Yeah. All right, Blue Streak, you're up. What are you?
I'm...
That was their surprise round, so...
Okay. I'm going to go around and try to grab their guns.
Okay. Give me your... Give me it's, I believe it's one attack check against their collective defense, so...
Don't betray me! 21.
Okay. You run around. There are about 10 of them. You spot a hole in the wall that doesn't look like it should be there, but it's like obviously something has attached itself to the outer hull and burned its way through, and so there's something attached to the hull. And you count about 10 of these little guys, and they're dressed in straight in uniforms, and they have these rifle things.
Off the table.
You go around and you actually can collect three of them.
Okay.
Seven of them still are armed. But you collect three of them and they're like, okay. And obviously you get out of there so they don't shoot at you.
Yes.
Every time I imagine these guys, I imagine the Mars Attacks aliens.
We come in peace. We come in peace.
We come in peace. We are.
A couple of them are shooting at. A couple of them shooting your general direction because they're surprised. Going, and will not hit your defense at all. Yeah, your defense is a 29. Yeah, they way miss. The other, there are five more. Take more shots at him. I need three saves, plus a fourth one that needs to be separate.
So it means
all toughness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The reason why I tend to why I now buy the veggie dishes
29.
Because
you're
one
fine,
time Becca bought a veggie
and
dish and she left it in front of me. And by the end of the night, I'm a veggie dish.
The would be a 13.
This way, I don't feel bad if I eat the entire thing.
You get shot four more times. One goes wide, and you're still fine. There's more holes in your jacket. One shot hits you square in the face, but it doesn't do much else. In other words, he crit it on
you.
Right
there, no bruise. There's a bump there though. Looks like a bite.
That way.
Right there?
Yes, right there.
Alright, Cerberus.
That hurts like a bruise.
You're running around the room, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I ran out.
And then you ran out. Oh, good. Then I'm going to...
A couple of them took shots at her as she was running out, but they missed horribly.
I'm going to say in their alien language that they need to surrender. Because if they don't, bad things are going to happen to them. And then I'm going to just do thunderclap.
Okay.
And then post.
And then post.
Mm-hmm. He's taken like 12 shots from him and they haven't hurt him yet. That would be... Oh yeah, my stagger goes away.
He says, I'm a whiny bastard.
Is there a particular reason why the walls on that floor just disappeared? Oh, you thunderclapped.
Come here.
All right.
He already cut a hole in the wall.
Yeah, I did not put the hole in the wall. They burned it.
Right. So what's
your strength bonus, Jeremy?
All the walls explode, and there's just this one hub where there's ships attached.
Not going to let you out in here.
You'd be like, huh, I can't. I don't need to breathe. She does, though. Have you ever been to Olympus?
Which one is your
place? Here it is.
Ooh, could I steal a cupcake?
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Stealing?
No, you're just supposed to look at them.
Okay.
Gaze at them. Gaze at the wonderfulness of the cupcake.
This is going to be my one here.
Mine!
We have
white.
Yeah.
You should eat chocolate, because I don't like chocolate.
Oh, don't worry, I'll eat the chocolate ones.
Me neither, that's why I got Mitch. Not that I'm going to eat four more cupcakes after this one.
No.
If it's going to be...
That's actually one of the events that in my senior high school class, right. They challenged all the retiring teachers to eat as many cupcakes as they could.
Oh my god, I'd throw up.
It was funny because my favorite teacher, Miss Chapman, everyone else was in there shoving as much as they could in her mouth. She pulled out a
Miss
fork
Chapman,
and knife.
Miss Chapman, English teacher?
Yes.
I had her.
She rocks.
I had her actually for two classes. She was great. I love that woman.
Sci-fi, best class ever.
Yeah, that's I had her for class. That, too. I had her for English in ninth grade, and then she moved on to the high school, and then I got her for sci-fi. Mm-hmm. She's a great teacher.
Oh, yeah.
She is a good teacher.
Okay. Let's see. Failed. Okay.
Yay!
Boom! All the crates sort of, they're big metal crates, some very strange plasticine, sort of cave in a little bit and get moved away from you. There's a big booming sound, obviously. Several of them start going, just fall over. Just go,
and are
shaking and start, you know, they're a bit staggered trying to get up, but they are still there. Yeah, that was funny. We are back up at the top. You guys hear a big message.
Well, we need to get to wherever that's going on.
Yeah,
right,
we're going.
I'm sorry, I go on 11, I mean. I'm just doing the...
now, are you guys, this round, are you heading to the turbo lift to get there, or how are you getting
how
there?
How far away is it?
You guys, I believe, are on the level right below this.
So she can teleport us up.
Can I teleport?
Up to the next floor, and then I can fly from there.
You can try. You'd have to give a power level check, because you've never technically been there. And you don't kind of want to get stuck in a wall or something. That'd be kind of bad.
So if I give you a check, does that determine whether or not I think I can do it? Or does it determine whether or not I get stuck in a wall?
If you fail miserably, then you'll try and get hurt.
See, I don't care if I get stuck in the wall, because the wall just stops being there at that point.
So I'm trying to teleport him, or him. Am I teleporting you, or
teleport to me?
Okay, I'm taking him with me.
Okay.
You just stay there and
D20 plus your teleport power level.
24?
Okay. Concentrate.
No, that's wrong.
You're...
16. I was looking at the wrong one.
It's fine. Sure, no, you concentrate. You're pretty sure, you know, since you've seen several levels of this version of the station, that it's probably about the same right above you. So you just sort of figure that you need to teleport about 10 feet up. And you do so.
Hey, man, that's a long distance.
Pop in there. Give me a luck check, would you please? 3d6.
These new special high vaulted ceilings are like three times my height.
I will give Ethan, I would have given him a mental image of what I'm seeing, by the way.
Okay, fine. Acadian military. That's the uniform.
Oh. Sad.
And it was, you're pretty sure that the hole in the wall is to a breaching job.
That's what I figured.
Nothing.
Even the hard way or even?
No, nothing.
Okay, that's fine.
Two fours and a two.
Then you appear in the hallway, in the corridor.
Can we hear what's going on?
Well, you hear the big... There's the reverberations of the big boom still going on.
I'm
going
to grab her and fly down the hallway towards the reverberations.
Okay.
Because I can fly fast.
Yeah.
You grab her and you fly around, and we'll say you will make it to the opening of the cargo deck.
Okay.
And see him posing. That will be your action. Mechanist, how are you getting up there?
Blaster.
He's actually a paragon.
Oh, okay.
She's a blaster.
Okay.
I'm messed up.
He's called.
I'm actually going to stay down here. Give you this.
Systems.
And go in and begin activating the defense systems.
Okay. Give me your computer's check.
47. Nice. About time I got a good roll.
Only a 47.
Okay.
You start getting that activated. The security countermeasures on this thing aren't great, but you manage to work your way through the jamming signal that the breaching pod is giving out, and you can activate them next turn. You know, there's most likely the what's going to be in there with the cargo deck. It's probably going to be more likely a paralyzed effect from nerve gas or something.
Or like a paralyzed
knockout gas, yeah. There is a turret that's in there that you can activate.
I would like to go in via turret.
Okay, and then you can take pot shots at whoever.
Does my shield stack with other people's shields?
No.
No?
Use the highest one.
All right.
They don't stack. Can't go above the power level of the campaign. Now... That puts us back up at the top. Mm-hmm. Now, since more or less everyone is involved, we'll go in initiative order, so we'll go with Blue Streak.
I will go and take the guns from any that are that I can.
Okay. Give me your attack check. It'll be fairly easy because the seven that are still armed that you can see.
I rolled a natural 20. So
okay,
that's,
yes, that's you have seven more funky rifles. Did you want to still carry the other three or set them down on, like, on the opposite side of the station?
Side of the station.
They're over in a nice pile somewhere on the opposite side of this section of the station.
Go you.
Yeah, she's good.
Okay. So you go in, run in, disarm the rest of the... Take their seven rifles and go
damn,
back.
He just fucks Spike up. And he's like, I'm going to kill you now, buddy. I'm just following him.
Johnny Rocket appears down Spike at the... Johnny Rocket appears down at the entrance to the cargo deck.
Go on, Spike.
And goes, whoa, okay, what's going on? Where are the little gray guys who are no longer shooting at us?
Oh, you're so good. You are so good.
He's talking to you because you're not there.
I don't know. I guess they're attacking us. Blue Streak guy took care of it. I'm going to take care of the rest of them. You can go away.
Alrighty then.
There's a galley over there. You can go get me something to eat.
I could do that.
Picked on so much. We keep trying to assert dominance over cats.
You're lucky you're cute.
More dominant than you. You're going to get your shit kicked.
He's going.
Stupid cat.
Okay.
Trying to assert dominance over Boris and Boris beats the ever.
10 guys that are in the cargo deck are right now coming out of their stunned and staggered status. Going, bleh. That's what they do. Meanwhile, you're the only one still in there. You guys are at the corner.
Shoot me!
With what?
The two of you can give me notice checks, and Jeremy can give me a notice check as well.
Who's the two of you? Me?
You too.
I got nice little...
Do I get the security system spot check?
Not yet.
Okay. I got a 22.
Oh, yes, this is slow and rustic, sorry.
I got a 32.
Jesus. You gotta initialize the modem.
I know.
56K?
11.
Ah! 56K, man. They're only running at 20
so
today. I'm sorry, what'd you get?
32.
What did he get?
22. 22.
Okay.
I have a 13 and I have a... I got an 11.
Okay, you guys are at negatives. You see more movement through the you're looking more through crates and whatnot, and you obviously see little gray guys who are picking themselves up and shaking their little gray heads.
Spike, get out of the closet.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is in there. You're looking through the haze and whatnot. You see more movement as if more guys are coming in, but you really can't tell where from because there's too much crap in the way. Those guys do that. About that point, there's a clanking sound as a couple silver spheres about the size of a softball get lobbed in your general vicinity. Five of them to be accurate.
He was climbing up on the other shelf and he was trying to pull the food dish, the food bowl or the food.
One of them
on the shelf to eat out of.
Completely fails to go off.
Fucktard.
One of them rolls wide and explodes. The other three, however, definitely explode. Give me three toughness saves.
Who? All of us?
No.
Nope, just him. He's the one in the room. You guys aren't in the radius yet.
That would be a 39. That would be a 32, and that would be a nice little 25.
Okay.
That's a low one.
You get knocked around as all of them except one of them explodes. One of them doesn't explode. One rolls wide and blows up, and crate kind of explodes. The other three, however, detonate. One knocks you to the side, one knocks you to the side, and then knocks you right over another one. That's where you make your 25, and you fail your save. You actually take a bruised hit, so you are bruised again.
I failed my save.
And you are stunned.
Your bruise would have gone away this round, wouldn't it?
It will on my turn.
Yeah, you are stunned and bruised.
Okay. So can I do anything when I'm stunned?
Look on the back of your character sheet. Stunned. Stunned for one round. Lose dodge bonus and +2 to be hit. So yes, you can still do it.
Sweet.
So, more explosions.
Oh, there it is.
Spitfire.
Well, what's causing all the commotion in here?
The scene you're seeing, you see little gray guys that look like him, except they're in a uniform, mm-hmm. sort of a black, gray, and red uniform, very reminiscent of Star Trek style stuff, of Next Gen style uniforms. Think that. They don't look like they're armed, the ten that you see. But what you just saw was he was standing there, and sort of from over some crates in various directions, these silver balls about size softballs all landed in his vicinity. One fails to go off, one rolled too far and blew up a big crate, and the other three just sandwiched him. And
so
he's actually knocked down getting up.
Can I see the hole that came through?
No, not from where you're at. Okay. You didn't spot it.
Alright, well, I'll just blast one.
Okay. Well, the ones that you see from where your current position are on the ground.
Oh.
So they're in the process of getting up.
I will fly up into the middle
of the
room.
Getting up and they're going blah, like that.
I'll fly up into the middle of the room and
you fly up into the room. It's a big cargo bay. Mm-hmm. There are actually... there's a big wide open area, lots of crates and various big metal crates. And then there's like a second level that's more just a shelf that goes all the way around. As you fly in and look up, you see more of the little gray guys, and you see a hole in the wall that you're pretty sure isn't supposed to be there, and you see some filing out of it, out of that hole, and the ones that you see like still standing have these rifles with them.
I'll fire a warning shot, and I'll yell, "Stop! If you don't want me to destroy whatever you came in and create a hole that sucks the rest of you out into space, I suggest you lay down your arms now and no one will get hurt."
They only speak Arcadian.
Well, translate for me, Beta. Because I just rolled a natural 20 on my Intimidate check. Which is 29.
But you're firing a warning shot.
Oh, yeah. So. Near the opening, so they know I mean business. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't know that I can't breathe in no atmosphere. Beta, translate for me. Stop!
You fire off your warning shot, blast a big divot and big hole in the wall near them.
And it's melting because it's radioactive, it's plasma.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So they're going...
Yeah. The ones close to it start gagging and backing away from it. The rest of them look very shaken. The rest of them look shaken by it and are quickly aiming their guns up at the ball of death that is raining hideous fire upon them.
You guys fine?
All right, Windmaster, you're at the entrance to this place.
Are there lots of them in a small area together, close
so
together?
I think a natural 20 of a 29.
Not really, no.
An intimidate check.
What about the ones that are near the opening of the...
Oh. Probably about two or three in that area. A lot of them are scattering now because of what he just did.
Of course, Beta and his inability to do a natural translation system on this.
He used to be able to.
I know. It's like, Beta, translate for me. I wish I could.
It's like, hang on, let me load that cartridge.
3 hours later, translates it to us. Well.
Hey, find it on the reel. Hang on.
Could you take that off the shelf, please? Thank you. Plug it in right here.
Could you
here.
Load in cartridge 17B?
Mm-hmm. I rolled a natural 22 for my intimidate check. It's like,
they are intimidated. They are shaken by it.
Yeah, but they're all going to open fire on me. For it.
Well, yeah. They don't understand what you just said. You fired on them and they're freaking terrified of that. The only thing they can do is shoot at you. But that will be next round.
Yeah. Allergies have been killing me.
Alright, we must start.
I don't want to kill him, but I'm going to have to do something.
Okay, I want to come into the room enough to see the hole.
Okay.
That they're coming in. Are they still coming in the hole?
Since he fired a warning shot in that no more have come out.
They're all like...
Yeah, presumably any that are still inside are staying inside for the time being because there's a big energy blast that just hit out front.
A radioactive energy blast. And radiation is not good for them. And I generate a force field that radiates plasma. So guess what I can do? Hello.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
you're going to turn into like him.
I'm going to stay that far into the room, you know, so that I can see. And I will draw my bow, but I will hold my action. I'm firing it.
Okay. You are holding. All right, mechanist.
All right, well, mental broadcast in Arcadian. You guys will see you squawking, except for you. Cease all hostilities. We would like to open negotiations.
Pass this down to Nathan, would you? Alright, so you say cease all hostilities, we would like negotiations.
Otherwise, I will have to activate the self-defense mechanisms.
Okay. You get a mental response, that this is Subcommander Narnak. This is Subcommander Narnak to the terrorist cell inside of our vessel.
We need for terrorist.
Again. Please, throw down your weapons and surrender, and you will have the full cooperation of the Arcadian military in your swift trial. You will not be harmed as long as your intentions are not hostile. But you are on our property and we must reclaim our research station.
I'm thinking of a response, so. Now, mind you, this is happening at 2,500 times the speed of a normal human brain, so sorry if it takes a second. We seem to be at odds because we are from another alternate timeline where this space station belongs to me, an Arcadian from the other time. We would like to speak with you because of mutual interests.
You need a diplomacy check.
And this is where I fail.
Oh, 19. Not bad.
Is that his tail? Mm-hmm. He's got three legs?
He's also wearing pajamas.
Oh.
And he has a little hat.
Yeah.
He's smoking him.
19. Thank you. Alright. Who is this? Identify yourself.
In my timeline, I am known as Dekuk Zar Tan Hanathan. I was a mechanic.
If what you say is true, you can put down your weapons, stand down, and we will all we will figure this out peacefully without any more loss of property or life.
In English, okay, we can stop fighting now. We're going to talk.
You sure? I got something up my sleeve I've been wanting to try.
If you try it on my people, I'll make you think you're a third grade
Cerberus, what do you do
for the rest of your life?
Does my stun go away first or am I
wasn't going to hurt anybody.
Your stun goes away.
See if I could do it.
All right.
It's always the worst
for
thing goes
people,
away.
For these people, it would be intimidation. Against other people,
for you, it would
might
be
actually
the stun,
hurt.
The stun.
Them, I don't really want. I know what radiation does to you people, so I don't
okay,
to do
well,
that.
Okay, well, I will walk to a large group of them in the room. And I will roar at the top of my lungs and just scream out, I am Cerberus, and if you do not run in fear of me, you will all be destroyed. Now surrender. And then I will do emotion fear and trigger that in the middle. They shouldn't have shot me.
Biggest group of them, fine, is about four of them. So.
I can pick on four.
Okay. And that is a... What's the save on the emotion effect? Is it a will save, I think?
Yeah. A 15. I'm also going to throw an intimidation. Can I smash something on the way?
They're already pretty shaken by his little stunt. One of them, like, screams audibly in your mind and runs. The other three, who had their weapons pointed squarely up at him, two of them have now pointed their weapons squarely at you.
I'll pose.
And you pose.
Shoot me!
Back up the top with three.
Run back into the room and stand there waiting. Did I hear what he said?
Yeah, he broadcasted it to everybody.
If you are anywhere on the space station, you probably heard me.
Okay.
In one more rank, I can say it all the way from here to the entire planet Earth.
Okay, then I will just go in and...
Kerberos just doesn't listen.
Yeah. Cerberus?
He's got testosterone.
They shot me! Cerberus. And they burned a hole in my coat!
Several, actually.
But now it's time to try to negotiate.
Fine.
I will negotiate with you! Fear me!
No.
He's already ran back into the breaching pod.
I know who you are.
They all look the same.
Not to me. I've marked
them. They look closer. There are differences. They have different little stripes on their uniforms.
You know, you realize what I was going to do, right? I was going to use one of my hero points and use alternate power and basically cause myself to radiate a field of plasma and just start to lower myself towards them. You know, put down your weapons. I will land in the middle of you. It would have been hideous. I wouldn't have done it, but hopefully it would have intimidated them.
The Acadians all...
I was going to start stuffing them in barrels.
The Acadians, the unarmed ones, move back, and armed ones move up, still with their weapons trained on whoever is visible at this point. But they do not fire.
They need to put down their weapons, too.
Yeah.
As of currently, if they even begin opening fire, the entire room is going to be filled with a nerve gas.
Oh, hooray.
It only has minor birth defects.
Hope you're not planning on having kids anytime soon. Huh.
Also, you should not try this nerve gas. If you are pregnant, may become pregnant, or have heart problems. Common side effects are...
death. Depends on minor side effects, include death.
In a very rare case, death. Well, that's a good way to fix constipation.
Spitfire, what do you do?
I keep floating.
Okay. Windmaster, you're holding? Still?
They still have their weapons up?
Uh-huh. Yeah. They're not firing at anybody.
I'm not either.
He told me that they were going to talk. He didn't say I had to land and talk with them. He said they were going to talk.
Okay. If you would present yourself, good sir.
Tell your pirates to stand down, and I will present myself.
They are standing down about as much as they can.
Christ.
That one has some real anger issues.
I'm not angry, this is fun. Can you stop destroying the stuff in the ship? It might come in useful.
No, these are all empty.
How do you know? Bad.
Could come in handy someday.
Come on, I'm an adventure game. An old adventure video game player. Anything you could pick up is useful for somewhere.
Especially for like, have that.
Like dehydrated water thrown in the mouth of a monster. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
All right.
Watch it explode. Just add air.
There's a few moments. Oh, it's fine. Very well. I will present myself. My men will not drop their weapons yet. But you should know that there is an Acadian battle cruiser outside the ship and has its full contingent of weapons trained on this station, and they do have authorization to blow it out of the stars upon my command.
That's pleasant. However, we have larger issues on the planet.
The Nazis are winning, damn it!
A few moments go by. Presuming nobody does anything foolish at this point. A little gray guy wearing similar uniforms, but he has these little dots all over his lapel, and he has a collar that's about 4 inches high.
So he walks like this?
Yeah, I mean, he's walking with as much stature and you know prominence as you'd expect a, like a commander to have, except he's 3.5 feet tall.
Let's see how much stature and prominence he has when I drop a plasma shield on him.
The impression you get from this guy is if he has to get a footstool to stand and look at you eye to eye, he will. I mean, that's sort of the idea you get when he walks in. And you half expect to see a writing crop under one arm, but he doesn't have one.
What the hell? Is General Patton in alien form?
But he walks on in.
He's almost 4 foot tall, isn't he? He's like taller than the rest of them by like a half a foot.
He like is General the tallest. Patton.
Yeah. He's 3.5 feet tall. It's about average.
The tallest. See, lasers are cool.
He walks on in. And following him are several armed Arcadians.
And little stormtrooper outfits.
Little helmets. And as they come in, they fan out and they're sort of work themselves in a semi-circle in the room and have their weapons trained on you guys.
Shaking in my boots.
Yeah, I'm about as scared of them.
They're all about 3 feet tall.
Like, teddy bears.
And you hear,
considering I know what they're
hey, witnessing. Dude, giant teddy bears, Hunters of the Reckoning. Fucking scariest boss fight in the entire game.
He has a point.
That was a fucking
suck.
Don't talk to me about giant teddy bears.
I love the Asian girl like in that fight because she looks at the guys and kills the parents. She goes, "Well, fuck." Everybody else is like, "Quick, get to the ground. We must fight." And she's just like, "Well, fuck." Like, what an apt statement.
Yeah.
The second one was so much easier than the first one. Redeemer.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Anyway. You hear in your mind, everyone hears this in their mind, is stand down and yield to the Arcadian battle fleet.
What?
Right now they're having...
I am Fleet Commander Karnak.
Oh.
Where is this... And he says your name, I can't remember it now.
Who?
Where is...
What, who's that? Who?
That would be me, guys.
Oh, the Magnetar Blob. Yeah, he's upstairs.
I demand that you present him to me now.
You demand?
Yes, I demand.
You demand?
I demand.
You demand?
I demand.
I demand! Sorry.
Well, I'm Cerberus. Welcome to our secret... This isn't very secret! Sit down here!
I beg to differ. This is our base of operation. Not our base of operation, but this is our research base.
I did not want to hide out here. I wanted to hide out at a nice, cozy little bar, but no.
Fleet Admiral.
It's our planet.
Yeah, actually, it is our planet. Who are
For
you
now.
Doing? What? What?
Fleet Admiral, if you what? Show a bit more respect, one of them is supposedly has some sort of connection with some sort of divine. We have a wielder of a legendary weapon. We have a radiation-generating...
Paragon.
Yes, lifeguard. Yes. I'm sure they're all very important monkeys.
Did you just call me a monkey? I am not a monkey.
I am not speaking to you.
That's fine. I am speaking to you. I am Cerberus, and you will treat me with respect or I'm going to toss you through a hole. A very small hole.
Present this Arcadian pirate immediately.
He's not a pirate. He's a blob. Where are you? I'm going to teleport to... I'm going to grab him. Teleport back in. And then pour him out. Now, tell this gray blob... Wait, you're the blob. Tell this... Call me a monkey.
I don't get...
You're a dog, aren't you? Oh, my motorcycle.
Admiral.
I'm not a dog.
I am from a timeline where our entire species was destroyed by a threat that now is...
So
possibly going to be coming
it.
Again here
I'm
soon.
I'm
going
to toss him out a window.
That originates and is attempting that originates from a place
window.
Beyond our reckoning and has attempted to destroy this planet several times and yet failed. Pleasant to meet you.
Take steps back.
I didn't do that. Oh, yeah, I'll just move him a little bit closer. Well, you wanted to talk to our
You have obviously
leader.
Been affected by heavy levels of this planet's radiation. Yeah, obviously fallen in with the natives.
We're about as native as, you guys are. This is not our planet. This is not our timeline.
Is he a Nazi? He's kind of dressed like a Nazi.
Yeah. Well, you guys are natives. We're not.
Yeah, but we like our planet. Well,
there's more. Well, how much better would you planet be if Nazis lost?
They kind of look like Nazis. Little Nazis.
They act like Nazis.
May I point out, you were also the ones who were trying to intimidate a 12-year-old child. So I would.
I didn't try to intimidate you.
I would not. I would
not. That was my bad.
Actually, that was me just for a little while, but then it got creepy.
I would not talk about
the mind raping got mentioned. That was done.
We all have our racial sins.
That was your guy.
Yeah, but I am holier than thou.
It is.
As you can tell, this is a ragtag band of adventurers, aka known as PCs.
Politically correct.
The player character phenomenon. It's well researched.
Right. Well, you guys negotiate your whole pirate thing. I'm hungry. Let's go to the galley.
I did not give them permission to leave.
Fine. Teleport. I grab Blue Streak and teleport to the galley.
Good luck trying to stop him. He doesn't listen to us either.
And why should
intimidation does not work.
No.
The fact that you have a giant battle cruiser, which, by the way, you guys will find out the fact that it has horrible reactor leaks in about 3 years, does not necessarily intimidate us.
You are a separatist, aren't you? That is why you have taken over this vessel.
Teleport back in with sandwiches.
I don't think you understood my statement.
Where did those come from?
Galley.
I flow down and grab one. Thank you. I get close, I land, I'm still kind of shielded.
Like the soldiers start move back a little bit.
Do this and the shield
he's still standing there being his little Napoleon self.
I grab a sandwich. I look around as everyone's playing. I'm like, oh yeah, shield goes away. Good sandwich. What is that meat?
Pastrami.
Yeah, it's from Italy.
Italy. Mm. Hey Johnny, when we get back, I want more pastrami sandwiches. These are pretty good.
Okay. He's standing in the entryway to the breach pod. What?
There's sandwiches over here. Okay, here's a sandwich. We had to take it from some Italian Nazi soldiers, but it seemed okay.
They didn't touch him, did they?
No, we got there first.
Okay, good.
Got a blue streak, really, really fast, me teleporting, all great. Yeah.
Excellent. I like pastrami. At this point, American Eagle comes flying in. And he says something along the lines of, "Damn it, Johnny, you could..." Whoa!
Johnny, all
of the Acadian soldiers are like, oh...
You know...
Like, whoa!
If you put
Did
down,
I catch you at a bad time?
You know, putting down the guns would make this diplomacy a lot easier.
Need I point out that you are trespassing on our research station?
Would you like a sandwich?
Need I point out...
They don't eat. Oh, no. He doesn't eat.
I am so muted, degenerate at this point, you could barely call me a member of this race.
I brought you a new bucket.
Thank you. Let's see, how are we going to deal with someone who's got a stick in his butt?
He's not eating the sandwich I offered him.
No.
He needs to relax.
He does.
That's what I'm attempting to tell him. However, he's military. The scientists always have problems with military people.
I've seen a lot of military people come my way. They're all dead.
I, for one, do not believe your cockeyed story.
Really?
Being from another dimension.
Really?
Of some kind.
You want to see another dimension?
You're obviously a separatist.
Really?
What about singularity and the...
He's not letting me get to the point where they're built, where they fail to know if the humans are building a tachyon bomb.
They're building a what?
A tachyon
bomb. Do you have evidence of this?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I downloaded it into his brain.
Aren't you better than they are?
A lot. However, I'm doing my best...
my character, as far as he's concerned, is the last Arcadian alive, so he's doing his best not to shoot those other remainders.
I will have to confer with High Command on this. This is an unfortunate development. I demand that you all surrender yourselves to our custody. You will not be harmed.
No, we've got other things we have to do.
We've got to go back to the planet.
You know, this isn't going to work. I say we just go back to the bar. We can leave your little...
I'm in agreement with him right at the moment.
Because, you know, they can have their nice little station. He can walk around all important. And I can get a beer.
If you wish to stay here under guard, you may. I will return shortly after I have conferred with High Command.
I could really go for a beer right now.
There's an about face, and he walks back into the breaching pod.
I can't teleport that far.
Apparently he can.
No, not really. I just went to the galley and made sandwiches, but, you know. 5 miles, let's see. Possibly. I could dimensionally travel somewhere else, and then I could do it. So actually, they probably are from Italy.
They're probably from Olympus.
They're probably...
We don't know Olympus. Well, I know of Olympus.
American Eagle does. He's been there.
I keep showing up American and thinking Eagle. American. He's like, freedom. Like, freedom. Whatever. He's like, I wish I could die. I'd go back there.
All right, well, if you're all welcome to head back down to the surface, I can guarantee it will be more hospitable than up here.
It can't get much more inhospitable aside from actually firing at us with the intent to kill with those weapons. Although I have to admit, I think I do have a little bit of an upper hand on them here.
We could destroy their battleship. However, I'm trying not...
Assuming you guys are speaking in English to each other.
Yeah. However, I'm not planning on destroying anybody.
The soldiers, the Arcadian soldiers are still there. They don't seem to understand what you're saying. Because you guys are speaking rather than thinking, I'm assuming, except to him. And you have a mental link with him anyway.
In fact,
they all look... I mean, you're standing there and you're looking, and they're pretty terrified, especially of him.
They're rather terrified
of the big man just because he got shot like a dozen times and didn't do anything.
He's healing. He's already healed up.
And seems to be...
Perfectly fine.
Eating like 4 pounds of sandwiches every day, every second. They're scared, but I mean they're keeping their composure as trained military people are. If one breaks, most of them are going to start running.
I generate radiation. It's like the one thing that is like
I'll walk over to one
living death to you guys.
And offer
I'm
them
not worried about them. I don't want to hurt anybody. And
so,
I don't plan on hurting anybody.
How is it being listened to us?
No, that's why I recommend you all probably head down to the surface.
I think he's scared.
Oh.
Let's go back to the surface.
I would be scared too.
Let's go back to the surface.
Why?
Trying to make friends.
Don't try to make friends with the military. It's a waste of time.
It's the military.
Surface it is!
I'll actually take out my coin
really
and contact Eldritch
who are
and
that
what's going
rude
on
to us
so far.
On our own planet.
That's true, but it was funny when they ran around.
Let them know that Lady Liberty is missing.
You use the coin.
I've seen her.
It gets warm like it did before. And then there's just this vacancy. So there's this sense that there's something there, but just not there. And you don't hear anything else.
Guys, I think we need to go check on Eldritch. He didn't respond to the coin. That's never happened before.
Go for it.
Okay, where's this teleporter thing?
Veda?
You have to push the button on the wall.
Veda? Veda?
Yes?
Can you get a teleport set up to teleport us outside of
Eldritch? You'll have to make your way back to the transporter room.
That's
level
fine.
7.
Okay, we're there.
Wow, that was quick.
Well, there's no working speaker in here, so...
That's fine! Mr... What is this thing? A computer?
Veda. Computer.
Oh.
It computes information.
So...
I don't think he can hear us now.
Use your magic.
Speaker.
Oh, this one?
Okay. So, you two are there. You went with them.
He kind of sucked me along with him.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I just grab as many people as I can, even her.
Oh, thanks.
You can resist it if you want.
Well, she can teleport herself, so.
I know.
If I know where it is, I can teleport myself.
You were there.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a little more than 100 feet,
okay,
though.
So you transport, you teleport to the transporter room. You do so.
I can get myself there.
You're staying.
Yeah, I'm staying.
Okay.
For now, at least. Until, of course, I get a scream of, help!
We're in trouble. Little safety hub.
Yeah, they all go away, and the soldiers look sort of unsure about what they're supposed to do with that, mm-hmm. and they'll aim their guns at you and
put down your guns.
They take a couple steps back because you're oozing and being weird. They're like, what happened to you?
The atomic brain happened to him.
One of the villains on the planet, as you, I'm sure, begun to study the superhero, supervillain phenomenon that's part of this world, is a scion of pure radiation. I have seen stuff that would turn you green.
That increases their anxiety.
He's a bloody
fool. Alright, you guys are in the transporter room, all four of you.
So this isn't working.
American Eagle and American Eagle.
Freedom Eagle?
Freedom Eagle, thank you.
Yeah. American Eagle's fine with me, too, because we'll remember American Eagle, and the instant we remember American Eagle, we'll start calling him Freedom Eagle.
Exactly. The Eagle guy.
Oh, yeah.
The ripoff.
The
button.
Him and...
Beta, I know we can't hear you, but you're right. Ready to transport us.
Johnny is staying with you. Freedom Eagle's going with you guys.
Oh, okay. Yay.
Why couldn't we get Johnny?
Well, I didn't say that out loud.
Well, what? In all
Freedom
honesty,
Eagle's from this time and everything, so I mean,
yeah.
And guys,
we have them. We're gonna fit in because of them.
Let's face it. What good is a guy who can fly on a spaceship that the high ceiling is 10 feet tall?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Really more like 8 feet.
It's still pretty high
today. That sucks. I'm claustrophobic as hell because I'm 8 feet tall. The roof might not stay at 8 feet.
Can I find like a stick or something?
Sure.
Get on the transporter, use a stick, push the button on the wall.
With your super speed, you could actually probably hit the button and get on the pad before the signal actually reaches the pad. So
I'll just do that thing.
That's how fast you move, so.
And that's how crappy this technology is.
Precisely. And we're not going to get hung up on who presses the button, so I don't really care.
It's the most.
You press the button, get transported down, there's that wiggity feeling of being faxed to the surface again.
Yay.
And sort of
hit
gross.
Finally, outside of that stinking piece of metal.
And you guys are standing in the middle of a ballpark.
This is not the bar.
Baseball
bar. Eldridge.
This is not Eldridge's.
Is
the
game going on?
Eldridge's.
No. Okay.
Oh, wait.
It's actually, at this point, it's getting near the evening. So probably about five or six at this point.
I'll try the coin again.
When you guys went up there, it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
I just head directly to the ball area.
Okay.
I try the coin again.
Same thing.
Take off after.
What's he doing?
He's playing catch with himself.
Fetch. exercise?
Yeah, duh.
Alright, if American Freedom Eagle, if we're going to be moving around, we need to be a bit more incognito. So,
yeah,
we need to find a change of clothing quickly. So let's check the locker
room. Where's the baseball
hat? And I can take off my flight harness and everything and whatnot, so.
Oh, crap, my motorcycle. Those little bastards are going to break it.
I don't think so.
Oh, look, it's so cute. It's still powered by fossil fuels.
Oh, internal combustion. How quaint.
Coming from the people who are still using an intercom system in their space station.
Hey, okay, look.
Come back and there'll be a miniature fusion engine on it just because I got bored.
Sorry, Mechanist getting bored.
Sorry, I had to do something.
An IQ of 400 gets bored.
Oh, God. They're lucky that space station doesn't get upgraded.
Oh, it will be if they leave me here long enough. Hell, I'd probably go, guys, hold on, I'm going to jumpstart you guys by, like, 80 years. He's like, I can't take it anymore!
This technology is like, terrible!
All right, I'm going to contact someone.
Dude, I can't take it anymore! God, you're actually pressing buttons!
Yeah. It's like Judy Jetson. She's so tired of pushing the button.
Well, they're getting uniforms. I'm not collecting balls. You guys, crap.
Those who mean go into the locker rooms, sort of sift around. You'll find period clothing and whatnot enough to pass and at least a glance or an inspection. So Freedom Eagle changes.
Yeah, I'll change.
The four of you guys. You're changing something.
I will dress like a normal person.
I wear the same thing every day.
People will actually be able to see my face.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a face. Your nameless faceless mook. Go away.
Oh.
What about you, Wind Whistler?
If I can find something that fits me, I'll wear it.
My name is Aladon.
Hey, find something that fits you.
Anymore.
Huh? We'll find something that fits you. Perfectly well.
A last case emergency.
You guys leave the stadium.
Look at all these balls I found.
Yep, you got balls.
I have more than two. I have like 20 in here.
Can you put them all in your mouth at once? Stadium.
Oh, fine.
We'll buy you some later.
Okay. I want a new motorcycle, too.
Leave the stadium, and I assume you're going straight to Eldritch's place.
Yes.
Okay. Clever Reddit, you guys arrive at Eldritch's place.
That was good.
Whoa.
I don't care how. You get there.
I got a new motorcycle.
You can have a new motorcycle if you want one.
Some poor bastard doesn't have a motorcycle anymore.
Because that is at the bargain?
Fine.
I think it could just be a clever edit where...
It just happens.
On the space station, but for some reason it's here now.
Sounds good to me. You got your motorcycle. You got your motorcycle. You're good. Now, you're outside the outside Elvish's place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
Go inside.
Go knock on the door.
You go up and knock.
I'll stop.
You go up and knock on the door. There is no answer.
Okay, now can we do it my way?
Open the door.
Dang it.
Turn the doorknob and you open the door. You look into the house, and since you've been in the house before, the interior house doesn't look like it was. And looking into the house, it looks like a typical, city household. There's, the radio, and it's very quaint, some doilies.
Didn't he clean this place?
Fake flowers and whatnot.
I think he cleaned this place.
That's not Eldritch's inside.
Oh, let's go inside.
You walk through the front door, and he walks through and shimmers and vanishes. And a few seconds later, he comes walking right up. It's like, here's the doorway. He walks in. A few seconds later, he comes walking right up onto the front step. And you're facing, it's kind of disorienting to you at first because you were facing that way and now you're facing that way.
Huh.
What was that?
Well, that was,
As far as you're concerned, you walk straight ahead, and now you're back outside facing the opposite direction.
Huh.
I'm playing portals.
Well, that's weird. So, I don't think he's here. Or he's used some wiggity magic.
Yeah, who else could... I don't even know who else could do that in their doorway. Were there any supervillains that...
There's other magic users.
He did mention one of his enemies is Malador the Mystic, but...
Yeah, I've known quite a few magic users in my life, and
they're all jerks.
Exactly.
Merlin was a big douche.
Huh. Well, do you want me to try this again?
You get the same results.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens if I try using my super speed?
You go through and
come back out
end
super
up
fast.
Super fast. Yes.
I'll go to a window. And climb in a window.
Okay. You climb through the window, and then you're climbing back out the window.
Just like rubbing all over my hand.
Well, this is fascinating.
What are the two of you guys doing?
What?
I'm going to take the coin,
uh-huh.
Hold the coin up, and try to walk through the door.
Okay. You walk through the door, and you are standing in the familiar location of Eldritch's lair.
Ah. Eldritch?
He walks in and shimmers and disappears, but does not come back out.
Huh. I'm climbing up on
the... You turn around and you look, and you see them standing outside the door.
Okay, I'll try it.
Sort of looking at it.
Since he made it through, I'll try it.
You walk through, then you walk right back out again.
Damn it.
Right.
And you see her, she walks up, just shimmers in front of you, and then you just see the back of her as she's walking out.
Holding on to the coin.
Boy, I hate magic.
Reach your hand out.
You guys, this shimmering, and his hand sort of appears, sort of disembodied, floating in the doorway.
I'll take it.
Okay, well, and I'll...
So you just get her arm. Pulls her in, she shimmers, and she appears, and you're in there with
her. Oh, thank God. I thought you were gone.
Fine. I will.
American Eagle. Freedom Eagle.
Freedom Eagle.
We know who I'm talking about at this point. He sort of goes...
I poke my head out.
Can you hear me? You can hear him just fine.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
You want to try that with me?
I'll hold on to the coin. I'll step out, halfway out the door, so people can see me. Grab a hole.
Grab the eagle!
Haven't you choked him enough today?
Have you choked your Freedom Eagle today?
Wait, that was today. Let's just walk in.
Yeah.
Holding on to them.
What if
you guys are all holding on to each other. You guys make it through the magical barrier just fine. And once you step in, it's no longer the nice little, you know, the doily and various things.
It's
Eldritch's lair. So, I mean, you were looking at an illusion.
Eldritch? What's his... I can't remember his servant's
name. Give me a perception check for him. His manservant is Sala.
Ooh, there we go, 20.
If you feel like screaming out Eldritch's name, you have to go,
23.
Eldritch!
You meant notice, right?
Yes. Sorry, yeah, notice.
Yeah.
24.
26. 20.
20.
Okay, you all notice this, don't you? Except for Freedom Eagle, who's just clueless.
Wow, I made it! Cool!
I like ponies. You actually find his character sheet there, yes.
It's Cthulhu.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All of you except him, he's sort of looking around going, man, I hate it when he does weird things like that. The rest of you guys notice off the main foyer, you see, so sort of creeped around the corner is what looks to be some sort of spilled liquid, like tea or something like that.
That's not good.
Sala!
Head that way.
Head over there, and you see Sala is on the floor. He has dropped a tray and spilled the tea that was on the tray.
That's not good.
And is very unconscious.
No.
Try to revive him.
You try to revive him, and no matter the amount of shaking...
Sala! Who did this to you?
It's not... He's
what
not
happened?
Waking up.
Right, I'm going to start looking around there.
He is breathing, though.
He is breathing. Give me a wisdom check. Or an intelligence check. We'll do that. It's a little bit better.
Mm. 13 plus intelligence is
215. Okay. If you didn't know any better, he would have been... You'd think he's in some sort of a coma of some kind.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to start going through the house.
Okay. Start going through the house. You open the occasional door into this big black void with some, like, big slithering lizard monster.
Mm.
Close it.
That's the worst.
Because it's Adrian's place. Freedom Eagle's looking around too. Calling out to Adrian. Adrian!
Mage.
What are you two doing?
I'm looking around. I'm actually, now that I'm inside this lair, I'm trying to use the coin again.
Okay. Same thing.
I'm gonna head up to the room that we were in with what's his name?
Praetorian,
yeah.
Okay. You head up into that room. And Praetorian is still laid out on the bed. Sprawled out on the floor next to him is Eldritch.
Oh, crap.
Also in a very comatose state. And in one of the other rooms, Jack, also in a comatose state.
I'll relay up to
to Mechanist. Can you translate the Aurelius message to everybody else in the house? I found Eldritch. He's in the same room with Chris Warren. He's unconscious.
Grand Central Station contacting all points. Apparently they found Mr. Eldritch in the meeting room. Repeating again, Eldritch in the main meeting room. Also on today's menu.
Can you also give us the weather?
In Freedom City, it is.
The current temperature in Freedom City is...
And give me a notice check, please.
Ooh, not bad. 24.
Okay. There is a hint as if someone is speaking mentally, but they're blocking you from hearing what they're saying. So you know something is being said to the soldiers, but you don't know what.
Okay, so there's an encrypted message.
Yes. But you notice that it's there.
Okay.
I go upstairs.
I think these are Nazis.
Yeah.
Told you.
Alright, Johnny, this... I will, of course, also tell Johnny this and say, this could get really bad really fast. I'm going back downstairs. You can come with me.
Okay.
Data.
OMG alert! OMG alert!
How are you going downstairs?
Ventilation.
Okay. You... Alright. Jump into the ventilation shaft. And you hear some of the soldiers go scream out and go, ah! And some of them actually fire a few times. A couple of them go, stop, stop!
I think the other reaction is the valve one. The screaming and the random shooting.
Oh, sweet Jesus! Forcible Jesus, it lives!
Then you're in the ventilation system, and Johnny is downstairs.
You know, this is really familiar. Now all I need are a bunch of pirates made by Veda. Veda, don't.
That's one time. One time. God, you get hacked by the internet and get all pissy.
The fact that he got hacked is a pretty impressive thing.
You go downstairs to the main room? You go back to the computer core?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're at the computer core.
My big thing is I have the defense systems kind of up. What I need to do is I need to figure out how to lock the system.
Just turn off the life support systems. They can't survive without them.
The whole breach light goes out.
Okay. So like they've resealed it or something, or they left. Okay.
One or the other.
They've decided to vaporize us.
What are you eating, Jeremy?
Green beans.
Oh, green beans.
Forest?
Gummy worms?
Forest.
What's he doing?
It's just on the counter.
I'm gonna spray him as soon as I find the water bottle.
You think about what you want to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Meanwhile, back on planet Earth. Meanwhile, on the planet Zeist.
People on the planet Earth, hear me.
Someone shoots them for making a movie. Anyway.
Thank God.
Meanwhile on planet Earth.
Shoot whoever made the sword.
Agent Nelson's house. You guys have now 4 comatose superheroes.
Huh. This seems to be happening a lot.
Uh-huh.
Who's this guy?
Which guy?
You turned it the Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who is that guy?
That's Jack. He's kind of psychotic.
Free Amigo. Never seen him before in my life.
Well, somebody knocked him unconscious.
Hey, he went into seizures when we got here. He's kind of...
He looks kind of like, according to the guy, so the first thing you know is the guy's completely hairless. I mean, he has no eyebrows, no body hair. Weird looking. Freeman's like, well, he looks kind of like a... He's kind of like a guy I knew, James Buchanan.
Yeah.
He's an industrialist.
Yeah, that sounds about right for his name, if I remember correctly.
Huh. Did you get these people help?
I don't know why you'd be here. Or be
he's
completely shaved.
With us.
So we're missing, Lady Liberty? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got these unconscious individuals. What time does the sub come in?
0200.
What time is it?
About 6 o'clock.
1800? Well?
So we got about 8 hours before the sub arrives.
We can either... I don't know, do you think... Well, obviously these individuals are not safe here.
What do you mean they're not safe here? Nobody can get into the bloody house.
Well, obviously someone did, because now these two individuals, plus the one down, or the magic user, plus his servant downstairs are unconscious.
I'm not certain that that's not just a side effect of whatever whatever Eldritch was trying to do with unwinding the Praetorian's mind.
But why would it affect Solid?
Yeah, it's definitely Praetorian, the Praetorian you met. Looks like him.
Yeah. But he's very... I'm not sure why it would affect Solid, but Solid seems to be connected to Eldritch in more ways than just being his servant.
Ooh, dirty.
Not in the biblical sense. And people say I have a dirty church.
Huh, well, I guess they'd want to be together then. Go downstairs, bring him upstairs, put a set of them next to him. Aww. Brings a tear to my eye.
Look, servers, I got a ball.
So cute.
Ball. Where's
so
the ball?
Cute.
Go catch the ball.
But, no. It's not time to play ball. He did have peanut butter in his fridge, though.
Yeah, we get some.
It's right here, I brought it upstairs.
It's getting stuck to the roof of your mouth, isn't it?
It's all right.
It's good for
me.
Gotta
go.
Just in the middle of a fight. What are you doing?
Peanut butter. Oh. Well, I don't know. What do you guys want to do? I don't know what I want to do.
Well, I think they'll be safe here.
No? Okay.
We should stake out where the submarine is going to come in if possible, so that we have an idea.
Lonely Point Naval Station. North of Freedom City.
The mechanist come down and read his mind and find out what's going on in there, but I think he's a little busy right now. He said something about OMG alert.
OMG alert.
OMG from our time is an abbreviation for the term oh my god. Usually meaning bad things.
Oh my god alert, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it usually denotes something bad, but I don't know what's going on because he kind of went quiet.
Figured out what you're doing yet?
I figured out one part of what I'm doing.
What is that part?
Okay. Since I have now removed the breach, I'm going to plug in my reflector array, aka my force field belt, and extend it around the station.
Okay.
Effectively giving it kind of like a force field.
Stretching it that distance is going to weaken it, but...
That's fine.
Put it up there.
Horus!
And the second part is...
Horus!
Try and juice up...
What are you doing?
Juice up the...
Bath.
Workshop. As best I can. And I will tell Veda, you still have the blueprint for the pirates in your brain.
Yes, I do.
Can you start working on the workshop? Is it automated?
No. It has a conveyor belt.
I can fix that. Johnny, could you take me up to the workshop?
Sure, where's it at? You're up in the workshop.
I begin automatizing it.
You'll be busy for a while.
That's fine.
So, have we decided that this place is actually safe, though? I mean, we got two new unconscious people.
I don't think it is.
Where else can we take them, then?
A bar.
Well, I've got two places we could take them. Well, three if you collude the bar.
What's the
other one? We aren't taking them to Olympus or Hades.
They're both safe. Relatively speaking.
Did you say Olympus or Hades?
I'm just saying. They'll be happy when they wake up.
I think they're safest here.
Yeah, I don't really like sticking around in this place. It's kind of... It's not scary, because that's not possible, but it is kind of creepy.
Yeah, this place is a little weird.
So, I'm going outside.
Walk out front door. Standing in the street. Look back and you look inside the room. There's the doily and all that crazy stuff.
I just don't know if we should stay here and to make any plans because we don't know who's listening or watching. Obviously, well, most likely somebody got in here.
We don't know that. That's the problem.
We don't know, but we don't know it's not, and I don't think we should take the chance.
Ethan, is there a neighbor?
What?
Is there a newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
Walk over, pick up the newspaper, see if anything has happened in the last... that we should be aware of.
Happened in the last 3 hours?
Yeah, possibly.
Emergency printing, Apocalypse Nigh. Read on page 3.
Actually,
the edition you're reading is still would be the evening edition at this point, and it's talking about the incident in the Freedom Plaza.
You're okay.
Earlier in the day, and how a terrorist attack was how the resistance attacked and injured numerous civilians, and it's an obviously skewed story against the resistance.
I'll knock on the door.
Door opens. Hello.
Yes.
It's an older gentleman in a cardigan.
I need to use your phone, if that would be all right, sir.
Oh.
I am very sorry to bother you.
Of course, come on in, come on in.
Thank
you. Mabel, put some tea on.
Remember, this is the 1940s.
Oh, such nice.
Person walking to my house. It's like my house. Oh, who are you?
This was before the weight of the world crushed everyone's spirit.
Who are you?
Please, come in.
Thank you. I just need you to use your phone. It'll just take a moment.
Oh, no. It's no trouble. Mabel, she's just finished some cookies. Would you like one?
I would love a cookie.
Mabel, bring tea and some cookies for our guest.
Can I have a doggy bag?
A doggy bag?
Can I take
it? Yes, we can put it in a bag for you.
Excellent. Thank you.
It's no trouble.
Need you over to the phone. There's the phone.
Rotary.
I'm going to call some of my contacts. I would like to know what's been going on in the last 3 hours.
Okay.
Plus, I'd like to know if anyone can pick up any information about the base, the sub, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All my biker buddies.
Completely different thing.
Don't go to the last five.
You were just stab me. You suck.
I win.
You're fired.
The one.
From a cannon.
Let me gather information check.
Okay. Please don't make it. Okay. Well, that's not bad. 15.
How long are you... Okay. You run down the list of your immediate contacts that you have.
Yeah. Because I can...
You can take 10 or take 20. If you take 20, it takes you 20 minutes.
Well, actually, this would be a better score than taking 10. For now, I'll take the 15.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to probably come and get me before 20 minutes takes them.
Yeah, probably. You make a couple calls to a couple guys you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the... general consensus, really the big things going on is there's sort of a citywide manhunt going on for, you know, people are knocking on doors and doing their thing to try to find these people of the resistance. The Japanese are fairly up in arms about what the Americans ended up, some of the American soldiers attacking Japanese soldiers at the Freedom Plaza earlier in the day.
Yeah, they deserved it.
Other than that, you don't get anything concrete. Other than that.
Well then, I'm going to call in a favor.
Okay.
One of my contacts. And I got a 18 on my diplomacy check.
Okay. Well, what are you trying to call in a favor for?
What I would like is I need some sort of distraction around 0200 to get individuals away from soldiers, basically, guards, that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
away from the base. So I need somebody, they don't have to put themselves in danger, but I need some sort of distraction, commotion, maybe a building catching on fire in the ground, something like that, to lead people away.
Okay.
Or at least cause confusion.
Do what we can. It's kind of tough because it's pretty far away from town. From Freedom City itself, it's up north, across the bay. And it's the Navy, so... So, I mean, it's...
Okay. Well, then...
Cthulhu.
Different favor, then. Because I don't want him to do that. I'm actually looking for a couple. I'm looking for a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for Lady Liberty.
Okay.
Who disappeared. And if they could just actually kind of do a low, you know, search for her.
Mm-hmm.
Or any information or anyone who's... Might have any information. And then, basically...
I'll look into it. Is there a number I can reach you at?
Let's see. We don't have cell phones at this day and age. But...
Nope.
Question. His link. Can he spread that to other people?
As long as I know they exist.
That would be a question for Mechanist and not for me, I'm afraid. You have no idea.
Well,
I don't think you've spread your link to him quite yet, have you?
I've beamed him several times. I
don't know if you've created a general link with him.
That's
up to you, ultimately.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. That won't work. Actually, then...
But you do know he can talk to people mentally, but that's about as far as you go. I mean, you can make whatever logical leaps you can off of that, but...
Well, then, I'll just kind of turn to the gentleman who owns the house. And what's the address here and the phone number? Okay. I have some friends that might be contacting and leaving a message for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be coming back. It's very important.
Okay. What's your name, Sonny?
My name's Cerberus.
Cerberus.
That's fine. Here, I can spell it in Greek for you.
O-S. Cerberus. Okay.
Okay. I'll go back to the phone. I'll take this call here.
Our extension is...
Yeah. Thank you very much. Works for me. Okay. And I'll just thank them for their time and eat their wonderful cookies. And,
The old lady pinches you on the cheeks.
Aw. Is there anything I can do for you before I leave?
No. We're happy.
Excellent.
We're in the golden age.
We're golden age nameless neighbors. We're happy.
Yay. Okay. I'll go back. I'll walk over and just stand out front waiting.
Eventually,
help
him outside.
Okay. Meanwhile, back on the space station. You're working diligently.
Mm-hmm. I actually have Inventor, so this is what I meant to do. I also have improvised tools, so I'm using literally bubble gum and probably other random things I can find.
Okay. You can get this thing roughly automated and start churning out some pirate robots and... you can get it automated to the point where you can leave it alone, but it'll probably take a good 12 hours before robots are going to start churning out.
That's fine. I have a relatively negative feeling about this, so I need to have at least some form of backup. Now, let's see, the next part is... Okay, I'm going to be going through and begin sweeping through the entire station. Actually, no. What I'm going to get working on now is attempting to power the entire ship by harvesting the tachyon beams that are coming off the planet.
Okay.
Since I'm not there any longer to power
it. Yeah, you guys are down, you know, trying to actually save Freedom City. I'm just trying to take over the station.
Okay.
If we get stuck here, you have a place to stay.
I do a lot of standing around and looking at things.
Meanwhile, back at Eldritch's house, what do you guys do?
Well, now we need to identify whether.
Was she going to get up on
him? No, it wasn't she. It's he, and he was pulling at the blanket to get it underneath him to pee on it.
told you, it's not only Sweetheart that's doing it.
I'm still going to be sitting outside.
Pitfire?
I don't know what to do. I mean, at this point, I'm at a loss.
Alrighty.
Okay, well, I will beam down. I will beam in a check-in since I've...
Humans are going to try to make a tachyon bomb out of them. Which is bad, because if they screw it up, it'll destroy the world.
Whisper.
Yes?
What's going on?
I don't know. Am I the only one you're talking to?
I'm not contacting the other two. They seemed at first pretty hostile with me entering their minds.
I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I think we're in a holding pattern right now.
A holding pattern? What's going on? What's happened?
Everybody here is unconscious.
Are we talking combat unconscious, or are we talking like spreading zombie apocalypse type of unconscious?
That one.
Guys, come back to the ship. I'm going to detox you. I'm going to teach you how to survive as lone survivors in the universe. I have training.
Too late. I've already been bitten by a zombie.
No service. You bit the zombie.
Oh, that's right. I now am a zombie Cerberus.
Yeah, so now there are zombies walking around sprouting free.
So next session we'll be doing Freedom City Zombies.
Sweet!
I gotta read Marvel Zombies, man. Get ready to go.
Hey, Galactus.
Well, this is bad, but we have... I think the bomb they're trying to build is a bigger issue that we need to take care of first. So maybe we should try to come up with a plan to stop whatever's going on with that instead of worrying about Eldritch.
12 hours. Okay, no, it's about 8 hours. Damn, that would have been entertaining. Having all the pirates breaking out and suddenly the pirates start sailing up to the lovely name of the base.
Unfortunately, it'd be 4 hours too late.
Damn.
For what we need to do. We're going to need all the help we can get, too.
Don't close that, okay?
Sweetheart's under there.
I know you just crawled under it. I don't know which one it is. It's like...
So, everyone's unconscious?
I don't really know.
They just went, ding!
That's the idea of what
Hello?
Hello? He's trying to fix Praetori in his head.
Dog run. To
be washed.
Is Praetorian in a coma like Eldritch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something's yes. Stirred with Praetorian.
He knew this, that it was going to take him a while to do it.
Damn it.
But this right, doesn't Michael, seem expected the way...
This is why we don't stack up pillows on the floor behind the chair. They've all been peed on.
We'll wash them later.
You know, as mad as sad as I am that Michael's leaving, I'm kind of glad.
Cerberus!
Yes?
You seem ADD. What's going on? Everyone else has put me on hold and started ignoring me. Something about right. Cat pee.
Well, first this cat showed up, and then, no. Everybody's unconscious, meaning the magic user, and all of them. They're all unconscious. I think the place is dangerous. They're all inside his creepy house talking. I've got my contacts out looking for Lady Liberty, and in about 5 minutes, I'm going
to
head to the base.
I told them like 15 times.
Okay.
And they still ended up on the floor. What happened to them? All been pissed on.
Well, do you happen to have any friends in the Navy or military or anything like that?
I might have a couple of biker buddies that unfortunately went into the Navy.
I don't know how many times she's pissed on them, but they're still...
What? If you're looking for a good distraction to try and get people away from the lonely point, try and get a ship and fly the Russian flags. And then sail the hell away as quickly as possible.
We could do that.
Because apparently Japan is and Germany are probably still a bit antsy about the Russians getting really close. Especially with Singularity, their Russian superhero, probably nearby.
Right. I know what to do. I need a pawn shop and steel boat. I'll see ya.
Okay.
go to a pawn shop, get a Russian flag, go to the dock, steal a boat.
Okay. You jump on your motorcycle and drive off.
No, I teleport.
I'm heading to the base to check it out, just stake it out, see what the layout is.
Okay.
How heavily guarded it is.
It's a base on the north side of the bay. Various docks, various ports. There are two aircraft carriers there, as well as several destroyers. A lot of Liberty ships that have been built. It's a military base. It's rather heavily guarded. They've increased the... You'd assume that they've increased the guard based on what's going to happen later today. Or later tonight. You move fast enough, so, I mean, you get a good layout of the place.
Okay. Find good hiding spots and that kind of thing.
Pretty easily, yeah.
Okay.
Good recon.
Mystery, can I enter your mind?
Yes.
Okay, last time you freaked out. Okay, I have an idea for you.
Yes?
He's out trying to distract the Navy troops. What we also need to do is we need to try and distract the convoy that's on their way here so that can give us more time. Could you try and run along the roads, find the truck convoy that's heading towards it, the American part, and see if you can't cause some sort of distraction? About at the same time that the Russians appear.
Okay.
And we would like this to happen just prior to it. That means the ship will probably be really close, and then Horatio can fly out to the ship, possibly, and go underwater taking Wind Whisperer with him. That way the Navy is out being distracted, the American heroes and any other ones that are land-based will be being distracted by you if you can just kick up a windstorm or something. That'll give them time to be able to get the singularity and possibly fight anyone on board. Cerberus may be able to teleport on board, and you guys can try and duke it out there.
Okay.
We're going underwater?
Yes.
If we can distract enough of the heroes...
You hear the mental quotes.
Then we may be able to make a nab at the singularity, because at this point, Lady Liberty's been compromised. Eldritch is down, so we can't rely on him, and I'm afraid if I go into their minds, I may be affected by the same stuff, and we don't want to be out right now. However, we still have a few hours to try and figure out some other stuff, which I'm working on, because I think my alien compatriots are Nazis.
I told you!
Okay.
I told you!
Oh, can you tell Cerberus to meet me at whatever?
I need the biggest Russian flag you have. I also need
time.
This sailor's outfit.
Okay.
Okay. You find a sailor's outfit, and you find a Russian flag. Give me a contact check. You gather information to see if you can get your get something on.
Holy crap! I got a 5.
You can get a rowboat.
Right. Are there any bigger boats I can just see? I mean, I'll just walk down the harbor and just.
Who all still over at Eldritch's place? You ran off. You ran off.
Those two.
Okay. Well, you guys were probably inside Eldritch's place.
Yes.
Okay. I'm
trying to identify what happened to Eldritch. To Adrian.
When you're calling around to your various contacts in order to get your rowboat, you get in touch with that contact before. Oh, I just tried to call you.
Oh, okay.
A person matching the description of person you gave me, this woman, was admitted to Freedom City Memorial Hospital.
Really?
This afternoon, yes.
I appreciate it.
As Jane Doe.
I have... He's like, fuck you, you don't get any more... favors at all, ever again. Never. Well, okay, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you, and go buy a beer on me. Screw the rowboat right now. Go back to the pawn shop, give him back my... Now, actually, I now need a nurse's outfit.
Right! This is the 1940s? I don't think about that.
I actually got one in your size.
Excellent. It's not for my size, though. I actually need a smaller one. I need a doctor's outfit.
Okay. Don't have any doctor's outfits.
Clown outfit?
A what?
Clown?
Clown outfit. You got tons of clown outfits.
Sweet! Take one! And the nurse's outfit, wrap it up. And then I told her, teleport to a balloon stand. Get some balloons. And you teleport to the hospital. In my clever disguise! And head to Jane Doe.
Of a biker jacket and a clown nose?
I have the hair, too!
Right. And Jews?
Yes.
You know, the security guards sort of look at you and go, no.
Not worth it.
I'm here to see you.
Not for 12 cents an hour. This is not happening. You search around the hospital, you find Jane Doe, and there is, you find Lady Liberty. She is comatose in a hospital bed.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, before we lost contact, I would ask her to tell them the same thing. And I'll
go
back to the house, so I'll need them to let me inside.
Okay. Horatio.
Crap, I'm not a doctor.
Open the door. Blue Streak is standing outside. I'm afraid she may be on a sugar high, so she seems in pain. Oh, no, wait, she's a speedster. She's just tapping her foot really fast.
What, am I supposed to bring her back in?
Yes, please.
Okay. I partially moved out before.
How do I contact
you back in the blob? No,
I was a blob.
I will convey the plan so far.
I will find a bucket and pour some water in it and stare intently at it.
Do I have a plan?
This isn't working. He's not contacting me. Useless!
Now we can try to wake them up so that we can have a better case.
I will grab the...
Deborah, how's the submarine coming?
I don't know how to try to wake them up.
What? No submarine! I found Lady Liberty. She's in a coma. I'm rescuing her now.
So,
get rid of nose, hair. Go out the window.
I have no idea where Cerberus is.
He's currently kidnapping Lady Liberty from the hospital. He's comatose.
As I fall, I'm like, wait, I don't fly.
You're in the sewers.
You know, this is really starting to get to me. I don't think people started falling into a comatose until, we started appearing.
Right, safe place to go. Where do I take a comatose woman with a bagged nurse's outfit, a clown outfit,
and balloons?
And balloons!
So I'm sure you didn't drop the balloon.
Yeah.
You
check into a motel.
Did we have Liberty here too, since she's unconscious?
I'll teleport. I'll teleport to the old people's nice, friendly old people.
Can you bring her here?
He's right next door. He's talking to the old. He's talking to Mr. Smith and Miss Smith, the elderly couple who retired 12 years ago. Their children are currently.
We're a closet communists.
I will knock on their door.
Give me a perception check, too. On Eldridge's place?
No. I knock on the nice little old people. I'm not going to take her to the creepy place. People are falling in comas over there. Screw that shit.
She's already in a coma.
Hello. Oh, it's you again.
Yes.
Is she all right?
No. Do you have an extra bedroom?
Come on in. Do you need us to call an ambulance?
No. We just came from the hospital.
Oh.
They're full.
Why did you bring her here?
Because I think those cookies you made were so wonderful. I think she just needs some good old-fashioned
home
cooking.
Cerberus?
That's interesting. Oh,
since you know.
Oh, Harold, shut up. Come on.
Since you know.
Old lady, I'll shoot you. It's like.
Bring her there.
Are you two there? Come on, would you like some cookie?
No, I think you should bring our unconscious friend over to our other friend's house, since she knows that person. I'm happy to take the cookie.
What cookie? Oh, where do they live?
3 blocks that way.
Really? You want me to go get them?
No, not right now.
Okay, tell you what. I'll get them later, and they will visit.
You will visit your parents, or you will burn.
If you're as servant.
Oh! Visit your parents!
Okay. Come back to the house, forget to change. They're coming!
Adrian's house, since she knows Adrian.
But Adrian's house is creepy.
Yes, but the other people there have what she has.
Fine.
By the way, I got a 20 on notice.
No.
Okay.
I don't want them to get. I don't want them to get what they have, so I'll go next door. Thank you for your time.
There's a slight shudder as the energy shield you've put up is now taking a hit.
Oh, so they're now shooting the station.
Presumably.
Okay.
Either that or trying to get back in.
Shutters again.
That's my chair, Cat. Don't you dare think about taking it.
Shield holding for now.
Okay. Great.
Fine, I'll go next door and wait with an unconscious...
Didn't I just tell you?
Yeah.
Until they let me in.
This chair does not have your name on it.
To the creepy, creepy... horrible disease-ridden magic place.
Yeah. Okay, we're back with Lady Liberty. So.
Let us in.
Okay, so now you have an unconscious Lady Liberty, an unconscious Eldritch, unconscious Sala, unconscious Praetorian, and unconscious Jack. All of which seem to be in a similar coma.
Right. Now I gotta go find a ship.
I will hail the other ship.
How are you hailing them? What are you saying to them?
Greetings. What seems to be the disturbance?
You put up shields! You dick! We didn't say you could put up shields! What are those?
They're receiving but not responding.
Well, that's unfriendly.
You should hurl them in.
And there's more than one ship out there now.
You should definitely hurl them into the sun. You want me to hurl them into the sun? I will.
Okay, so let's...
There's about 4 of them out there now.
Okay, that's a lot.
4 ships. Man, they get touchy when they lose a research station.
Depends. Do you want to put the external scanners online to get a more detailed look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do the...
4 ships.
Computer.
2 ships are firing on the station. The other 2 seem to be setting up some sort of... what you should see as a rudimentary mine network around the planet.
A mine network?
They're just going to hold the tachyon bomb stuff in.
So they're going to just let the tachyon bomb go off and they'll say, oh, too bad.
The monkeys killed themselves.
That or they're going to use the mines to blow up the planet.
Right. That is very unacceptable. Okay, let's see. I'm going to have to take on 4 battleships in a rusty-ass station. Veda?
Yes?
I'm going to beam you to each of their ships, and I want you to cause as much havoc as you can. Have fun. No one dies.
Okay.
I virus attack them with Veda.
Give me your computers checked. And give me 1 for each ship.
Okay, that's a mere 41.
Oh my god.
That one's a 48. That one's a 46. And that one's a 47.
Okay. You managed to hack into each ship separately. And input Veda into their computer core. Needless to say, the barrages all stop, and the minefield is not being laid right now. 2 of the ships warp out. One ship just starts going in a circle. And the other ship just does a barrel roll. And the gravity's turned off.
Ah. Thank you, Veda. That was very useful.
No problem.
I will hail.
I could keep him forever, but I got him right now.
I will hail the ships again. Excuse me, would you mind telling me exactly what you're doing?
Which ship are you doing? The one doing the barrel roll with no gravity, or the one just going in circles?
We'll go ahead and go with the one that's going in circles, because they're probably not screaming. Not that ship, okay.
This is Commander Knickknack.
Oh, you must be the assistant to Commander Paddywhack.
Yes. Give the dog a bone.
Sorry.
Boris!
You, cat, off the counter.
You have breached Boris. Our security system.
Boris!
If you are attempting to destroy the planet, I have decided to protect.
Boris! Come here. Tycho.
That does not make sense. If you are one of us, then you know that this planet is under strict observation by imperial, by intergalactic law, and if they and if what you told us is true, that they're about to use a tachyon bomb, well, then I'm afraid we're going to have to net off the planet and wait to see what they do.
We are attempting to get rid of the tachyon bomb.
Forrest,
you and your strange monkey friends.
They're referred to as Homo sapiens. Yes.
Right, monkey friends.
Psycho.
Well,
Monkey
Boris have entered the base.
If you can be successful in eliminating this research and eliminating this tachyon bomb, then it would not be necessary to destroy this planet.
Very well. Until that time, I lead this station.
Hades or Olympus.
Forgive me if it seems like a hostile action, but it is either I hold this station or more havoc is wreaked. I will only use non-lethal measures. I have no interest in doing you harm.
The sensation that some conferring is going on.
Dude, did one dude just take over?
If you relinquish, release control on these two remaining vessels.
You may observe if you wish.
And we will observe. We will have to continue laying the minefield in case you fail, but we will not activate it. In fact, we will give you the self-destruct code for it.
If things go awry.
If things go awry.
That is acceptable. Veda, if you would be so kind.
He turns the gravity on. The ship stops going in circles. Very well. What you told us is true. And this, if this tachyon bomb, this tachyon research is not halted, or this tachyon bomb fails to the point where they will not pursue it any longer, the immediate threat to this sector of space will have been averted, and we can under intergalactic law we can allow them the planet to continue.
Very well, you are most kind.
Well, kind of.
Well, hey, these guys were at least willing to listen to reason, unlike Captain Stick up his butt.
Yeah.
Who's now being warped someplace else?
We never said to turn off those ones. Vader, just warp as long as you like. Star Trek.
I'm going to head down to the actual, like, docks and just do a walkthrough until I find something that looks big and fairly empty.
Tooth. No, I stabbed my gun with a chip.
Yeah,
what's that for?
You'll find several big ships, but none of them empty.
Okay. You find any Russians?
You find Russian immigrants, sure.
All of you, you don't have jobs, do you? No? We're going to take over a ship. For Mother Russia!
For Mother Land! Also Mother Land!
Do you have them look like I could take over the ship?
You could probably take over any of these ships. Just depends on how many guys you want to throw off to get to it. And how much commotion you want to start.
I don't want to make a lot of commotion, but I'm quite willing to toss a lot of people off.
You're not going to be able to take over a ship without causing a lot of commotion. It's just not going to happen.
And I'm okay with that, actually. After I put on my Russian beard and have my Russian banner.
Okay.
I will keep one of them aboard.
You start my ship. Tossing people off of a tanker ship.
Leave.
Okay, so we got service hijacking a tanker ship.
At least we're going somewhere.
And I'll be screaming out in Russian that this is an invasion and we're invading your pitiful American land, and go spread the word of this giant Russian invasion, and oh my god, you're all going to die.
Mother Russia lives once more!
So we've got the mechanist up on his station, has negotiated a fragile ceasefire up here, and is trying to create robotic pirates.
I need a minion somewhere.
And we have, of course, Cerberus, who is now hijacking an oil tanker.
He told me we needed a boat. Give me a rowboat.
And we have Blue Streak, Wind Whistler, and Spitfire at Adrian Elgin South with 5 very comatose people.
What time is it?
About this point, probably got a good 4 hours before the time arrives. So it's about 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
Are you the pilot? Are you the pilot? Are you the pilot?
No.
Where is the pilot?
You threw him over that way.
You come with me. You, pilot, come this way.
So if you use the coin right next to Eldritch, there's no response.
If you use the coin, and there's that the sense of connecting, the sense of you're communicating. It's like picking up a receiver and talking into it, and there's a connection there, but there's no one on the other end. It's, you know, there is the connection is there. You know it's there, but there's just no response.
Okay.
It's essentially like, you know, talking to someone that just ain't there. Lights are on, no one's home.
Drive this boat! For the mother of the land! Drive the boat! Ah! But you're Greek!
Sorry. No, Russian beer. I am very Russian. See the flag?
So you took the clown here, tied it on.
Well, we'll try different stuff to wake him up until I have to go.
I'm going to call it at that. We continued next time with a hijacked ship and hopefully some robotic pirates.
As the GM is going, OMG, what the hell are my players doing?
we try.